Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter, the chapter on honoring the scholars, honoring the elders, honoring the people of goodness, showing preference to them over others, elevating their seating places and acknowledging their status. In other words, showing respect to our akabir, to the people of virtue, to the people of ilm, those that are making khidmat of deen, etc. And elevating their seating places, in other words, trying to give them the extra respect than you would give a normal person, and acknowledging their status in some way. So all this is part of adab and etiquette, that the person goes the extra mile to honor those people that are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, today we do one hadith, but just the background of the hadith is that after Khaybar was conquered, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had entered into a peace treaty with the Jews. Now the Jews were staged and day in Khaybar. The Muslims had conquered Khaybar. But one of the thing of the peace treaty was, you all can stay here, we'll allow you all to stay here. But part of the peace treaty is, you won't harm the Muslims, you won't attack the Muslims, you won't in any way interfere with the Muslims. This is a peace treaty that we are entering into. In other words, you're allowed to stay here, but no interference at all as far as the Muslims are concerned. So what had happened was, there was a Sahabi by the name of Abdullah bin Sahal, radiallahu anhu. So when he was going, these Jews had murdered him on the street. They had smashed his head, they had murdered him on the street. And now this is a serious violation, because here you are allowed to stay in Khaybar, peace treaty has been done with you, and here a Muslim comes into Khaybar and then you murder him. This is a very serious thing. So Abdullah bin Sahal, radiallahu anhu, he had a brother by the name of Abdul Rahman, and he had two cousins. This is just the background to this hadith. So he had a brother by the name of Abdul Rahman and his two cousins. His two cousins, one was Muhayyisa and the other's name was Huwayisa. So these three came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lay a complaint that this is what happened. So his brother came and his two cousins, his brother Abdul Rahman and his two cousins Muhayyisa and Huwayisa, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lodge the complaint. Understanding this background now, inshallah, we'll understand this hadith today. Hazrat Abu Yahya, and some say that Abu Muhammad Sahal ibn Abu Hathma al-Ansari radiallahu anhu narrates that Hazrat Abdullah bin Sahal radiallahu anhu and Muhayyisa ibn Mas'ud went to Khaybar. So he was, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Sahal, he was going with his cousin Muhayyisa. They both were going to Khaybar. At a time when there was a peace treaty with the people of Khaybar, they then each went their own way. So two cousins were going. And then when they reached Khaybar, they went their own way. In other words, they didn't stay together. One went this way, one went that way in Khaybar. So they both went their own way. And then Muhayyisa radiallahu anhu went to Abdullah bin Sahal and saw that he had been killed and now he was drenched in blood. So he buried him and went to Medina Sharif. So now he saw, when he met up with him again, he saw that he was lying there drenched in blood. So what he did was, he made intizam for his burial, etc. And now he came back to Medina Sharif and he complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was drenched in blood, so he buried him and went back to Medina Sharif. Abdul Rahman ibn Sahal, his brother, and Muhayyisa and Huwayisa, his two cousins, the two sons of Mas'ud, went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdul Rahman was about to commence speaking when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Kabbir, Kabbir. So what had happened now is, his brother and the two cousins, they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now who's going to relate the story to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the brother started to speak, to relate the story. When he just was about to speak, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kabbir, Kabbir. In other words, let the eldest person from amongst you speak, to show respect for your elders. How important it is in deen. In other words, any one of you could be giving the story. But it is more respectful that the eldest person in this jamaat speaks to me. So the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped him. Although he was the brother, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kabbir, Kabbir. Let the eldest person, and show adab for the person that is senior. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, eldest, Kabbir, Kabbir. As Abdul Rahman was the youngest in the group, so the brother was the youngest, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, stopped him, let the eldest speak. He remained silent and the other two spoke, because now they were two elder than him, so they both explained. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, will you take an oath and ask for your due from the murderer? He then related the entire hadith. It's a long hadith, but Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi just brought this part of the hadith here, anyway, to show us that what level of refinement Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught Sahaba, that even when a jamaat comes, that who must do the speaking. Obviously, when you got a mutakallim, that is appointed, that is different. But when people are coming now to relate an incident, and anyone can speak, then the right thing to do is let the senior do the speaking. Or like that, if we are all on the table and someone asks a question, the person that should be answering on the dasturkhan, the person that should be answering is the most senior person, not that the most junior person decides he wants to answer. And out of respect, he said, my senior is here, let him go. These were things that our akabir and our elders, they taught and they encouraged. Respect must be shown. In front of the father, the son mustn't act like he is the father. The father should always be the father. They should remain silent and let the father do the talking. In front of the Buzranuddin, these Buzranuddin should do the talking. Others should do the listening. This we've seen so much in the lives of our akabir, and we read in the lives of our akabir, that when they all were there, each one would think that the next person is more worthy of speaking. He'll keep quiet. Let this person speak. He is much more worthy of speaking. I'd rather keep quiet in their company. These are small, small things, but they are very, very big in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of showing respect to our elders, showing respect to our seniors, showing respect to those ulama that are making effort for deen in the correct ways. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of respecting everything that is associated to deen, everything that is linked to deen. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf, and also at the same time, encourage the family to recite Suratul Kahf, especially in these times of fitan and fasad. And also one thing we should do is try and come early for Jummah Salah. There are many, many great rewards for coming early for Jummah Salah. Hazrat Ali Farooq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he will give this example and say, that person who is meticulous about coming early for his Jummah Salah, Allah will make all his work for the rest of the week finish early. Whatever work he's got, that work will finish early. And that person who delays his Jummah Salah, and every other work he's got after that will get delayed. So this is the barakat of coming early for Jummah Salah. And the other thing we should do is try and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah and engage in dua. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin.